KBRVP. Hey, good morning, Chris. How's it going? KV8RVP.
As you can see, late start. Other than that, it looks pretty dark out here.
Yeah, I don't like it when it starts getting dark like that. Then the time changes, and then it gets dark at 5 o'clock. Oh, well. What were you saying the other day about having to take out tomato plants? They were all done, you just had to go pull them out of the garden?
They were all done. We're pulling them out of the garden, out of the earth, you know. Put them in a yard waste container. That and the jalapeno peppers, those plants were all done too. Yep, pull everything out.
Okay, that's what I figured. Well, that was quite the picture with the rain you took when you were leaving work yesterday. Looked like you needed a boat. Looked like you were driving down a river. Did you guys get anything at your house, or was it just in Bay City?
Calling Bay City, believe it or not. Excuse me, it was all in Bay City. And that road that I was on flooded right over. I had my sensors on and everything. People just aren't very intelligent nowadays. Couldn't figure out why I had my flashers on until their hood was... The middle of their grill was inside the water. Gosh, you could just see it behind me where they just hit the water like a brick wall and it went right over the top of their vehicle and everything. It's just unbelievable. And then when I got home, it was dry. Absolutely dry. Probably about maybe about an hour later, we got a little bit of rain, but not like the monsoon that Bay City got. I mean, we hardly got anything. It's just enough to make the top of the grass wet. That's it.
Yeah, I was watching it on the radar. It was one of those weird weather patterns where the rain and the clouds and the storms were going north to south. It was kind of going in a rotating counterclockwise fashion. And so it was moving north and south instead of east and west like you normally have everything. You would have thought that the storm came from the west and came through by your house and came out to Bay City, but nope. They were going north and south instead of east and west. Yeah, well, cars have gotten so automatic that people either never learned a lot of the skills that we had. I mean, you think of the things that we've gone through back in the day when to set the choke, you had to put the accelerator pedal down and let go, and it set the choke and you started it up. Nowadays, it doesn't matter if you do anything with the throttle. It's not going to do anything. It's all automatic. It's all computer controlled. Until the engine starts, that throttle pedal doesn't do anything. Some of the cars, Ford truck companies, they have what's called a flood mode. You can hold the pedal to the floor and crank it, and it won't start. And so, like, if you did an oil change, put a new oil filter on it, and the oil filter's empty, you can hold the throttle pedal to the floor, crank it, it'll start to build oil pressure, fill up your oil filter, and then you let go and you can start the car. But other than that, setting the choke and all that stuff doesn't matter anymore. Before we had anti-lock brakes, pumping the brakes and stuff like that, you don't want to pump the brakes nowadays because the anti-lock brakes will do the function for you, but people just haven't learned.
More like driving habits I was talking about, not more like technical, automatic, push a button and go. People are just absolutely really stupid nowadays. You know, it's no common sense whatsoever. Oh, I see people slowing down, but I'm still going to go 45 miles an hour on this road. I don't know why they're stopping. Why do they have red lights on? Why are they braking? And all of a sudden, you just see them in your rearview mirror. They hit the water like a brick wall. Well, that's why I had my four-way flashes on to let you know that there's something not right. Now, bunch of flunkies. Anyways, hey, how did your wife fare out on jury duty?
KBRVP. Yeah, I was just talking everything. How everything's so automatic on the cars. Guy that I worked with when I was at Delphi Automotive, she got a ticket for driving too fast for conditions. And her dad worked at Delphi Automotive developing the anti-lock braking system. They went on later to develop anti-lock braking system for motorcycles. But she said, Dad, my car's got automatic brakes. They're all automatic. They pump for you. They will pump the brakes for you. You know how the pedal moves if you get on a slippery condition. She's like, so I should be able to drive the speed limit even if it's icy out, right? He's like, no, it's just those kind of thought processes that people don't think about. They think you should be able to drive normal no matter if it's slippery out, if it's icy out, if it's pouring down rain, if there's water over the road. They think the cars just do everything automatically. My sister-in-law is the same way. She got on a slippery road and she was pumping her brakes and she said the pedal was pumping against her. She could feel this vibration, scared the crap out of her. She took her foot off the brake because she didn't know what it was doing, and she almost crashed, almost went off the road on ice. She said, nobody ever explained that when I bought this car at the dealership. I don't know what anti-lock brakes are or that the pedal's going to vibrate and give me these feedback things. And she said, nobody ever told me about that when I bought the car, so I didn't know what it was doing. I just took my foot off the brake. So, yeah, it's totally different nowadays from when we were growing up, and the common sense, too. But, yeah, Patty got on a, she got selected for the jury, so sitting in the jury box on a case, and might even go till Monday or Tuesday next week, she said. KB8RVP, back to you.
Driver's train actually had almost seemed like it was like a 3 to 4 week course in school. There was videos. Remember the simulators we had? Yeah. Well, we had this one person. It was bad. Yeah. The weather was absolutely horrifying. It was snowing, blowing, ice-covered roads. I mean, just pure ice. Both trucks weren't even out. Went from, when we lived in Freeland, I worked in Bay City, off of Mackinac. made it there. I love money. You know, love for trying to get there, but one particular person got in an accident with the car and everything. And how'd you manage to do that? Well, I was going 70 miles an hour on US 10. That's the speed limit. That's where you're supposed to go. Not taking in the fact that you can slow, drive slower in the road conditions that are throwing at you. Lucky that she was alive, because you can't get hold of her car. It just looked like a pancake. She was going 70 miles an hour on US 10. It was nothing but ice, and people were like everywhere, you know, all over the place. Alrighty, now this will be my last, I guess. I'm coming around the corner. Unfortunately, KPAWDKAW.
Yeah, wherever you got to be during that transmission, you'll probably have to start switching over to the Bay City. It was getting pretty noisy. Just for like 20, 30 seconds, it was really noisy, and then you came right back in again. But we'll let you go. Have a good day at work, and we'll talk to you next time. 73,
KAB8RVP,
I'll be clear.
I had a good thing on my double tandem beside my antenna, so that probably was one of the reasons why. Alright, you have a good day. Hopefully everything goes smoothly. KAB8RVP, KAB8LDS.
Camp AYL monitoring. Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima, mobile.
KQ4 VWC, listening.
W8RCB.
Talk group too, kind of getting acclimated with that.
Yeah, hopefully that works out for you. Trying to make it as easy as possible. And I know, like, when you're driving, you know, it's one of those things where you don't want to be fiddling with, you know, a menu. You want to be just, you know, go straight to whatever you need to do. So it's like, well, I'll do it this way, and hopefully it just makes it easier. It makes it more simplified, I guess.
I think it does, and again, I appreciate all your hard work into it. Like I say, it's pretty neat. Thank you for that radio, and like I say, your hard work is getting it programmed and getting you know, the ID number and all those things in there. Your hard work is. It's greatly appreciated. Definitely will enjoy using it.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Like I said, if you need any help with it, just let me know. Hopefully, you know, you can get it to where it'll work on your computer and you can print off what you need to print off. Because that's the nice thing about having the system. Is you can print off your program, and it's there, and that way if you ever need it without the computer, you have a list of frequencies that's right there.
Yeah, that helps out. That helps out a lot, indeed. And hoping, like I say, planning on working with it a little bit more, trying to get a little bit more information on the DMR end of it, and getting a little bit of a working knowledge of it, with some of the extra things that need to be programmed to, you know, do it right and that. So we'll see how it all unfolds. I know with the other radios, obviously I have pictures of the screens. I haven't printed them off, but I have pictures on my phone, so I can see what's where on that one. So I would like to do a little bit better than that. Maybe tuck it in my go bag, having to see if it's there. NAWCB.
KEYU. Yeah, it's nice to have. If you want, for the DMR end of it, I can print off what I've got on the program, so at least then you have it in hand, and you can see what's there and what's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to. I mean, it's no, you know, no rush, no hurry. At least I like how it is labeled, so I know where things are at. Yeah, just kind of getting walking through it, getting used to the talk groups, and again, the labeling, I think it's a priority how you laid it out. Like you say, kind of working our way across, if we're traveling somewhere, or for whatever reason, it's very clearly laid out.
Break. Go ahead there, break.
This is KE8LEX. Dave, just out of curiosity, what side of the building am I supposed to be on?
South side. You'll be, so if you're heading southbound on Garfield, you'll be on the parking lot closest to 19 Mile Road.
Got it. Thank you. In the wrong parking lot. I appreciate it. This is KE8LAX monitoring.
Not a problem, sir. Not a problem. Feel free to reach out if you need me. KEYU, back over to NHWCD.
Yeah, definitely. So it sounds like you guys got the meeting coming up tonight.
Yeah, we do. We're going to be going over some of the stuff for the set.
announcements that we're going to make. We are integrating over to ResGrid, so that'll be a part of the announcements tonight. I'll be giving you a brief tour of it. I got to contact the company, but it looks like they gave us, instead of 10 free slots, they gave us 25 free slots. And so I'm going to try to reach out to the company and say thank you and let them know that we support them. And I'm definitely a big proponent of small business.
Yes, I agree. I'll have to pull that program back out there. Got it on my computer. Again, I'll have to kind of, refamiliarize myself with it. It's kind of playing around with it there. I think it's kind of messing around with it there for the Dreamers. It's a good program. But I'm glad. I'm glad that going over the stats, I know you were monitoring, you checked in on the Wayne County last night, and they're having a couple meetings on the stats too. So sounds like we're gearing up for it.
Yeah, we are. It's exciting. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got to reach out to Riley. We're going to do a little bit of work with them up in St. Clair County. So we're going to do some mutual aid back and forth, and maybe possibly reach out to Wayne and see if we can send the guy down there virtually or something. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. That's using some information there. That's good. I think what we've discussed, I think it's a good scenario. And again, I think there's good discussion of what's going on within our group and also within this region. So I think it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And we're going to be using tactical call signs. We're going to hit getting those up and running. We're going to try, I'm going to try to record the meeting tonight. It'll just be an audio recording, but then I'll try to get it out to the guys that weren't able to make it to the meeting. These tactical call signs will be something good to use and get to know and familiarize us ourselves with. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm definitely excited about it, for sure. And possible mobile EOC, so we'll see.
Okay. Again, definitely get feeling back on it. Maybe more information there. That's good, though. I think that's an important element as well for the exercise. So I think that's a good thing. The tactical call signs, I think, are good also. So just introducing some things little by little and seeing how the scenario and people working together on it here is absolutely.
There's lots to learn, and it's a good opportunity to do so. It's like I was telling Keith Armitage, it's like, this is the perfect opportunity to figure out what we know, what we don't know, and work on it. And what we don't know then gives us a better idea of what to train on.
Yes, and this is the time to do it. Hopefully it never happens, but if it does, at least there's something to work with. And there's always even in an event, that were to happen. You can always go back. Here's the good things that happened, and here's the not so good things that happened. again, I could, it just prepares the settlement for, you know, instead of, you know, being in a panic or, you know, running around, everybody's running in different directions, everybody else, you know, is on the same page. And he's up to TV.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, Dan, I'm here, so I'm going to head in and get some stuff prepared. I got to make sure we got a good internet connection and get the recording set up. But I appreciate the good conversation on the way over, and we'll get to chat with you tomorrow on the way home.
Yes, that sounds good. That's right. You're doing a day shift tomorrow and then going on the other side there for a few days. But anyway, I hope the meeting goes well tonight. I hope there's good attendance there. And if you're able to record, that's great. But let's head on in. And anyway, afterwards, you can tell the family hello. And we see everyone. 73 and 80, you and your family. Thanks for the good conversation tonight. We'll talk again soon. NAWCV is clear. On your mark.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73 is in. 88 is your mom. K-8-Y-N Euclid. Why are you monitoring?
Very good meeting there, Dave, NAWRO.
Yeah, I think it went well. I think a lot of things went well tonight. I'm excited to see the new guys. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome.
I have to admit, I didn't know that particular project was going to actually work. I guess it was a little bit of a lag time there, so I'm all in on that. We'll keep it going. How big do you want to get?
Hey, we'll keep it going. I'm pleased, man. I think you did an awesome job, really did, and I appreciate the hard work you guys are doing. And I'm well pleased. I'm definitely pleased.
Well, it's all fun, Dave. You know that, and not sure if he's on here, but Mike wants to join the Monday group here with our IT thing, and that, you know, obviously that's perfectly fine. He's second in charge, so. I'm sure he's going to talk to you about that. And there's a little bit of we're back to a database issue again, so we'll save that for Monday.
Yeah, he's going to join up on this meeting here Monday. And maybe we can kind of explain things a little bit better. I didn't want to go into detail at the meeting, but I still like the ID tag idea, and I'm for it, so we'll maybe explain it to him a little bit, that way he kind of see where, you know, where both sides are coming from, and try to get them to hop on board.
Well, just to be clear, whichever way you guys want to do it, I just wanted to take John's idea about a static ID and make that happen. And I just looked at it and said, well, maybe we can go ahead with something tactical. But, you know, again, whatever works out is fine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in coming from a dispatch role, dispatch end of things, it makes things a lot simpler if you have an ID versus, you know, my call sign. If I get my call sign out, it takes me a little bit longer to get my call sign than to say 501 and then whatever I'm going to say. Because, you know, obviously in a situation that, you know, takes, like, they need to take, you know, split second decision, I'm going to go with something short.
Exactly. That was my idea with the rosters, too, you know, the in front of everybody. Everybody would know their ID mobile. That would be memorized. And then dispatch would just have that sheet in front of us, and we'll all be in, literally on the same page. And, like, I couldn't quite catch, I think it was John's ID. I couldn't catch his ID. But, you know, you could always just, okay, well, it's 24. I'm member 24. It's right there on your list.
KE4 is CYQ. Good evening.
You know, I like kids, so it's probably something that I think we're going to go with. I say we go with. And it's a safety issue. You know, again, it gives you something quick to go to, so I know, hey, this is who you are. I can find you.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Hey, Joe, I got you in there. You're on our list, too. You're Skywarn. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say good evening. Sorry I didn't make the meeting. But I do want to say I like that statement about we're on the same page. I got to tell you a dad joke real quick to make you guys' evening end on a grimace or whatever. If you see a crime at an Apple store, does that make you an eyewitness?
That's funny. That is one on the FBI. That's material, my man. NHWRO Friday. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, that's a good joke there, Joe. I appreciate that one. Definitely, always looking for good jokes, so I might steal that.
I'm sorry I didn't pass it to anybody. You guys doubled there temporarily, partially. But I thought I recognized one. Is that Tim in there?
Yes, sir. You got Tim in AWRO from Richmond, and you've got our EC Dave here. And I got you on the list. You still want to do Skywarn? You going to be deploying a home deploy for the set coming up, Joe? Over to Joe.
Yeah, I don't think anything's going on, KE4ZYQ here. I don't think anything's going on, but you have to remind me of the date. I had some very frustrating activity in the last couple weeks, and I had to take care of some technicalities in law enforcement, not me personally in trouble or anything, but law enforcement was involved in a very disappointing outcome of something that should have been taken care of. But, yeah, you have to remind me of the date and the time of that date. I lost track with everything going on. So back to Tim.
I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Dave for that one. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, Joe, we are doing the state set October the 4th, 8:30. Going to tune in to this channel, 8:30, and just monitor from there. And we'll give you some type of instruction or some type of idea of what needs to be done, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, that set you said was on the 4th of October, is that correct? That's a Saturday, and I did I hear 8:30? That would be 8:30 in the morning, obviously, I would assume. Roger?
Yep, that's affirmed there, Joe. The 4th of October, Saturday, 8:30 a.m., and it'll be on this channel.
I appreciate that. I'm going to put that exactly in my calendar and give me a few day warning so it reminds me ahead of time. I appreciate you guys reiterating or telling me that again, remind me. And I will be running, just an FYI for now, I'll be running probably all on auxiliary power. And whatever comes my way and able to do and able to participate and help out in any way possible. I truly want to do whatever I can. I'll let you guys get back to it. They're conversing there. I don't want to interrupt your cue so too long, but thanks for letting me jump in. KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, no problem, Joe. I appreciate it. And when you call in like that and say that you're on auxiliary power, we do get some extra points for that. So just like you did in the spring set, that'd be great. Greatly appreciate it. Nice talking. NAWRO, over Dave.
Yeah, Joe, appreciate that, and for sure. So we've got some good things coming up here as far as the set. Can't deploy in person, that's okay. We can work with being at home and deploying virtually, or even being a good relay.
Oh yeah, very much so. It's great to participate in any shape, pattern, or form. I'd be doing a whole lot more, not to sound odd or beat a dead horse, but if I was more healthier, able to get out. Today I went out and took care of a couple stores and a dentist appointment. When I got home, it took me several hours to recuperate, and I mean really recuperate. I could drive safer and easier than I could walk and move around and travel otherwise, but driving is not a problem. And not just the cognitive part, but the actual physical part, steering with the upper extremities, and doing the gas pedal and brake and all that, no problem whatsoever. It kind of gives me more mobility, and I feel like I'm young again. KE4ZYQ.
I hear you, Joe. That sounds good. Not sure if it's going to come out or not, but we did a little audio taping tonight, so I know that's something you had asked for previously. We'll see how it goes, but if it's something usable, I'll try to get that to you. Over to Dave.
Yeah, for sure. I wasn't able to record a lot because of we were trying to record the meeting and there's some issues. But Tom, I thought I heard Tom in there. KTO, go ahead, sir.
I just happened to see the meter, bouncing on 2 meters. So I'm like, oh, somebody must be over there. Just left, and good meeting tonight, good meeting. Oh, I forgot to say that I have a 26-foot camper that if there's something that we need to do, and Tim has a generator, and as long as somebody empties the dump tank, I have no problem loaning out to Arps for somewhere to stay cool, and also, I don't want to see fresh water, but has a bathroom, let's put it that way. And it's got a cooktop, so if ever in need of it, as long as somebody tows it, then it's open for use for Arps.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. I appreciate that, Tom. But, I'll let you know. I'm waiting on Brandon to kind of see where he wants to go, and we'll go from there. Let's go ahead and turn it over to Joe. Joe, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. Well, guys, if you did record some of the meeting, I definitely wouldn't mind seeing it. And if you in the future ever have, I think I mentioned it, but forgive me if I repeat myself, a Zoom link to do the meeting, I would definitely be interested if I knew ahead of time and didn't have anything pressing or very important going on, obviously. But I would love to do a Zoom if possible, if I can't make it physically to a meeting or something. But if I do get sent to my QRZ email, any recording of audio or video, whatever, of the meeting, if you're able to do that in the next couple of days or whatever, whatever, I'd seriously appreciate that and be very grateful. Over to Tim.
All right, Joe. We're going to be closing down the Skywarn season, so, you know, of course, as soon as I say that, right, Dave, it's a variation of the Q word. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to next year. Skywarn, I think I might train for that MyCon station, the secondary station, talking to the state, give Dave a little time off there of that. But it sounds good. I think Tom's up next. Go ahead, Tom.
What? Did I hear something about being an head operator at the National Weather Service?
No, it's just the DMR station that's opened up during a Skywarn net. It's, I forget his name. I know he's over in Shelby Township, I think. Over to Dave. Maybe he can explain it, because you're the key operator right now for our group.
Hey, Lionel. Yeah, so it's like a contact person for the National Weather Service. So you have your main net controller, which, you know, maintains our guys. And then from there, I'm the contact for National Weather Service. So if you report something to Jeff, to be C80, and then Jeff, I'm listening in, and then from there, it's reporting it over to National Weather Service. I would do that. So I'm like the point person, I guess.
Okay. Gotta touch base on that a little bit more. I've been to the National Weather Service. Pretty cool place. If you haven't been there, you gotta check it out. But you know me, I love DMR, and I'm as you can see, by my dashboard, I love radios.
Go ahead, Joe. I know we got you marked down for Skywarn cert, so I know you participate.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And one thing that came to mind, guys, as you're talking about all this and being involved a whole lot more than I am, obviously, you're probably familiar with the group that goes through all of Florida, or just about all of Florida. They got a link system that goes almost from one end of Florida to the northern part, south to north. And it's incredible. You can hear that particular link system on Spotify or whatever that's what's called, that internet radio system, broadcastified, I think is what I'm trying to think of. It's evening time. I'm losing my memory. But I listened to that when they had hurricanes a while back, last summer or whatever time it was. And boy, you hear all those people talking, interchanging between the different repeater, linked repeaters, and they have a pretty good setup there. So not to compare by any means, but they did a good job. Let's see, over to Tim, I think.
I do believe I've heard of that before, and on a sort of a related note, Skywarn note, Tom and I and a bunch of others were at the St. Clair County ARPS meeting, and they have a group of non-hams who are Skywarn trained, but apparently it's quite a few of them, and I'm not exactly how sure they work that into the net, because obviously they can't call in, but you know, they asked, well, what do you do with that group? I said, well, we don't have that, so that was kind of interesting, so I think I might want to follow up on that. Over to Dave.
Yeah, definitely. All right, guys, unfortunately, I'm going to have to hop off here real quick, but I hope you guys have a good night. Sorry to cut things short, groping miniatures, and so I got to get home. But you guys have a good one. I'll listen out. 73, see y'all. This is K8YNU.
Hey, KKO. Hey, Tim, my wife has a GMRS ticket, and I was just talking to Cliff. He's got a GMRS mobile, and then I got Dave's old NECQ that I got GMRS. Just gonna figure out how to wire it into her truck, and then I'm gonna get her on the air. Because she is Skywarn certified, so she might be a benefit to us in one way or another.
Well, see, you got communication that way if you have some radio ability. And I just don't know. They must use a phone number, you know, the old way where you just call into the hotline to the National Weather Service if they actually have a... But I think they were calling it in that. Must be a phone call to the county, and they just use telephones, I guess. I'm not sure. I'll have to figure it out. But I like the GMRS idea, so go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ in the group. And good evening, Tom. I forgot to say that earlier, maybe. But I have GMRS also ticket. So I have two handheld GMRS and capable of using those. Tim, you could take mental note of this. Two GMRS for me and ham radio. And until I get my radios back, I would have had two base stations working on two different antennas. But I do have a few HTs that when I had Skywarn last summer, we had an activation or whatever. I actually had a handheld on the Pontiac Skywarn, the Wayne County Skywarn, the Macomb County Skywarn, and then I had GMRS and whatever other frequency I want to monitor. So I had almost a self-contained command center here for myself. So it's for the purpose of helping people if needed, but it's also enjoyable to be able to function like that. Let's see. Over to you, Tom.
Sorry, I was trying to eat a pastry here. Yeah, my wife has GMRS. I'm going to hook it up. I'm going to put it after her truck. And it's basically just so she can talk to me, but way back when, before she had her ticket, she's been Skywarn trained for years, about as long as I have. She always attends with me. And she'll call me, but, you know, from our area and say, hey, you know, I see this and I see that. And then I used to report it on the radio, so this is confirmed by a spotter at such and such location. And that kind of helped them out a little bit, you know, as far as I know. It was easier for her to call me than it was to call into the number. And I do that, too, with the DMR, you know, when I'm staying at home in an open spot, those hurricanes that ripped through Florida and the severe storms, I was listening to their DMR group, their ARP, spotting everything there and watching the eye of the storm. And that was pretty interesting to listen to. KCK Joe, over to Tim.
Sounds good, Tom. Well, I made it to Richmond. I'm coming down Main Street right now, making the final approach. So I'm going to talk to you guys another time. You guys have a good, safe night, and we'll talk soon. November 8th, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar. I will be clear. I will listen out. Have a good night, guys.
Yeah, you take care. Both of you take care. I'll sign also and just say 7-3 for now, and thanks for all you do and continue to do, and thanks for the Skywarn heads up. I appreciate that more than you realize. So back to Tom, and 7-3 to you both, KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, I got a little ways to go. I'm at 29 and rolling up line, but KE4ZYQ, Joel, 73 to you, and Tim, NHBRO, 73 to you, and I'll catch both of you tomorrow, probably on UHDMR or B25, whatever one I might I pick up in the morning. KE4ZYQ for now. Going back over to UHF. Clear.